B-Pod Studios.
Lorraine's got her headphones on so she can't hear us, that we've started the Rap Party podcast.
We were recording a bit earlier and the same thing kind of happened.
Let's talk about her.
Shut up, I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody. It's Manny, Roy, and Lorraine for November 7th, Thursday show, 2019. Yesterday's podcast, if you listened to it, was a little different. We interviewed our intern, Stefan, who wrote like a little diary for us, and we thought there were some interesting things in there, and we'd like to apologize for that. Now,
we want to apologize for what?
That they had to listen to that yesterday.
It wasn't that bad. I listened to it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, because we were a little critical after he left that, like, it would look good on paper, and then sometimes when you write something down on paper, it doesn't play well.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't entertaining, like when we talk about our sex lives or...
Oh, God, we're not doing that.
More personal things.
I wanted to try and get him a girlfriend, though, at the end of that, and he kind of...
He was pulling away.
Yeah, he was pulling away. So,
can't force him.
Nope, can't.
We'll make sure that this is just as mediocre.
I'll tell you, the funny thing that happened on today's show was... Well, there was a couple different funny things. One, I honestly don't know if I still have the Christmas tree that we put up in the studio every year for the last 4 years.
Well, that's funny because you're the last one who took it in big black garbage bags and said that you were going to put them in your shed.
Right. And I was surprised that I used the word shed because I don't have a shed in my new house. And I've been in my new house for 2 years, so...
Why would you lie?
I don't know. I wonder if maybe... I think at one point it was in my garage, but then I did a cleaning of my garage in, like, July.
Oh, and you threw it out?
I might have, because nobody's thinking about Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Except for stores.
Did you even check the bag?
Amazon. I could have sworn,
like,
it was in a box.
I don't know what this is. We'll just chuck it.
No, I knew what it was. And I was afraid the last time I took it home, I had a pickup, and I threw it in the back of the pickup, and I was cruising down 485. And I was so nervous that I was going to fly out of the back of the truck.
Because it's a small needle. It's like a needle dick tree. It's the
right.
Skinniest thing you've
ever seen.
For
lack of a better word.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not fat at all.
But we do need to get... Now, I do have a second tree I can bring in, but it's huge.
Well, it's fine. Let's just... Who cares?
Okay.
Although, you know what I really liked about our old tree? Is it was just in three parts and you boom, 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 done.
Yeah. Well, and then the lights didn't work.
Yeah, remember last year the lights didn't work in one of the areas.
Yeah,
and
we had to string our own lights.
Maybe that's why I threw it out, too, is I was like, this tree's broken. We'll just get a new one.
That was only $100 back in 2015, so.
Oh, my God. It was a $100 tree?
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't tell me
now
that.
Now you feel bad.
Yeah, now I feel bad. Now I got to go back to the dump and find it.
Well, we got 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we got 3 years.
We got 3 years out of it. I'll check my garage and see if it's there.
Okay.
The other thing we need to talk about is lunch, because something is happening. The chicken wars are on, people.
I don't even know if this is really a chicken war, though, because PDQ brought by some of their amazing chicken sandwiches. Their honey butter chicken, their fried chicken, their grilled chicken.
Yeah.
But they are going to be offering free sandwiches to Popeye's employees because Popeye's are being just hammered with people.
So today... is your last day. If you work at Popeye's and you live in the Charlotte area, you can go to PDQ and you can, if you have your name tag on and your uniform, you get a free PDQ sandwich.
That's so cool. And if you've never been to PDQ, they have these things that I call the crack apples. And they're like green apples that come with this side of what can only be described as crack. It's so good. It's like toffee and caramel and it kind of has
apple
like
crack.
Yeah, it's kind of got this like Snickersy taste. It's so amazing.
So listen, this is actually available at all locations except the PDQ Test Kitchen, Tampa International Airport, Amalie Arena, PNC Arena, and Raymond James Stadium. All places
PNC's Raleigh.
Yeah. So there's a location in Concord here and in Matthews inside of a Walmart where you can go. I think that's pretty cool. I just wanted to shout. We needed to give the Popeye's employees a break and go to PDQ and get your free chicken.
Okay.
Sandwiches, that is. The other thing that happened on the show today was we talked to Lorraine about your situation.
Yeah.
With your identity. That was 3 hours ago that we talked about it live on the radio at 7 a.m. It's now 10 a.m. as we're recording this. Any new breakthroughs? Anything happening?
No. No, I'm still trying to wrangle whoever's stolen my identity. And the thing that pisses me off is that, like... you have to report it to the big three credit agencies. And I tried to do that yesterday, and they basically told me they couldn't verify my identity. And I'm like, hold on a second. So you mean to tell me that it is easier for a thief to steal my identity than it is for me to prove who I am?
Why don't you go ahead and steal your identity back? Let's go that round.
Somebody who's pretending to be you has an easier time being you than you trying to be you.
Right.
That's mind-blowing. We're going to do this article tomorrow, but I figured I could throw a bone to the people that listen to the Rap Party podcast. An ex-con artist.
Oh, I blogged about this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you could talk about this. The ex-con artist says you should never carry these things in your wallet.
Right. What do you think's in it?
It's probably like your social security card you're not supposed to carry with you.
Yep. Debit, credit cards.
You're not supposed to carry those?
What he says.
Really?
Well, a lot of them. You should only carry like one.
The fewer cards you have, the fewer calls you have to make to freeze your accounts if your wallet goes missing.
That's true.
The guy who goes by the name of Frank says that he never uses a debit card and only carries two credit cards, one for business, the other for pleasure.
You know, I've been you know what I've been thinking about is doing the cash thing where you just go cash your paycheck and then you put everything in envelopes.
And bury them?
No. No, you budget with everything, like, and you just pay everything in cash.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would spend it faster than I could get it out of the bank.
And then I would only carry like a credit card for an emergency.
Right.
And then I would just know, all right, hey, if I got to go do this today, if I go pick up, you know, dry cleaning and I have to go to the grocery store, then let me take this envelope and this envelope, and then I'll have that cash on me. And then you can only spend what's in
right.
that budget.
We're at I want to say I was at a Dunkin' and my dad was with me and my dad paid for donuts for my son and he paid with cash. And I think the young kid behind the counter was so shocked that there was a cash transaction. They didn't realize how to open up the cash register. Hmm. They were like, what? Cash?
Because everything, you know, is different. But I love reward points.
Yeah.
I love getting miles. I love.
So do the con artists.
Yeah.
This guy also goes on to say, don't put gas station and ATM receipts in your wallet.
Why?
While your whole account number isn't printed on the receipt, even just the last four digits of your card can be enough to give the identity theft a head start.
Really?
I don't know, because your last four digits are on everything.
You should only carry as little as possible, so it's time to clean out all those business cards you've never actually contacted anyone, says. And the Dunkin' gift card, you can't remember how much is on it.
I like how we just did the radio bit for tomorrow right now.
Yeah.
Mm. We just did the whole article now.
Well, we only get like a couple thousand downloads on the podcast, and there's way more people that listen to the radio show. So
right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a little nugget for you guys. Yeah. We'll be doing that tomorrow morning, I think, at 6:20.
Okay.
Are you
done? I'm done.
Are you done with the podcast?
Fast.
What do you got to do?
Well, no, I don't have anything to do. I don't have anything else to talk about.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a ton of stuff here.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a funeral for a plant, if you want to talk about that.
No, that's okay. We can.
Numbers.
Oh, that was fun. Where we guessed people's numbers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold that we're not going to get in trouble for that bit.
Why?
Well, I mean, we didn't really go all in on what the numbers meant. Even if a kid was listening, we gave everybody an ample opportunity to turn the radio down. And even if a kid was listening, we're guessing numbers. They don't know what we're guessing.
I could hear the complaints now that we were.
Don't give anyone any ideas.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any complaints. That was a funny segment. Everybody that called in was a willing participant who wanted us to guess their numbers. Now, tomorrow at 9:05, you're going to guess our numbers.
I'm not playing that game.
Well, you don't have to give your exact number out.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you want to play the game? See, that makes you sound so shady.
Yeah, why don't you want to play the game?
Because I don't want to play that game. That sounds like a trick.
No. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's not a trick.
What, does Dallas know your number?
Mm-mm.
Do you know Dallas's number?
Mm-mm.
I remember
Nor
you guys saying that you
know.
Don't know numbers
like,
and you don't want to know.
We don't do the whole, like, we call it PRPD.
Yeah,
it's like pre-REN, pre-DAO. We don't live before.
What would happen if you found out his number was really high?
I don't want to know.
You expect it to be high, though.
He's a real cocksmith. To a certain extent.
I mean, at least five, right?
Oh.
Because
five.
You've told us at least stories involving three of his exes. I mean, there's got to be another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want to hear a number like, I don't know, 20. 30, 25. Like, I just don't need to know that information. So I'm all set.
That's... No, well, you still have to play.
Why? Can I ask?
Why?
Because you're a member of the morning show.
Well, I have to play. Well, I don't want him to know my number.
All of us are going to play. You don't have to give your number, but you got to let someone guess it.
Okay.
And you can say whether they're close or not.
Okay.
Can I ask a couple ground rules?
Listen,
for the
I don't
numbers?
Know my number exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's too many. But can
I'm the oldest on the show.
Right, and you've been around.
I was single for a long period of time.
Right, and so what qualifies as a number?
Moving furniture.
Like penetration?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if oral things.
No,
or,
no that doesn't count. That's not moving furniture.
Okay.
That's third base.
Oh, well, then my number just really shrunk. Okay.
I mean, you don't consider that moving furniture.
But I never really...
You're counting women and men?
Yeah, because with the women, I never really went all in down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all the women.
And you wanted to stop the podcast early today. You probably should have.
Yeah. I mean, I my first two girlfriends, we never we tried sexual things, but we never did the full on moving furniture.
How old were you when you first moved furniture?
Moved furniture?
Yeah, when you first did the full thing. When you first had, all right, we can say it's the podcast. How old were you when you
I
had
think
sex?
Mine was, oh, but are you going to think I'm lame?
No.
18.
Okay. That's not lame.
Oh.
That's young for a lot of people.
Okay.
Loren's not going to play. Nicole?
Like full on sex.
Get by the microphone.
18. Maybe 19, but I'm pretty sure 18.
Do you think Nicole was over or under 18? Under for sure,
no,
right?
I think she's over 18.
I'm going to say over 18.
No, the age, not the number.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The
oh,
age.
Really?
I think she was
under.
Over 18.
I already said my number. Yeah, younger.
Yeah.
Younger. So full on sex.
Yeah.
16.
I would. Yeah.
Okay. Mine was 15, and quite honestly, I feel like it was too young.
I think so was mine.
Yeah, 15's pretty young. I mean, I fooled around. There was this girl named Layla. We were up in our treehouse. We experimented. And then there was Brittany, and then Brittany number two. But
they were all in the treehouse? Who were you, Hugh Hefner? What kind of treehouse was this? The Playboy treehouse?
And some guy showed me his wiener in the woods. But I guess that
and everything changed. I want this. Behind curtain number one, we have Brittany. Behind curtain number two, we have John.
But I was always really afraid of, like, because I knew I wasn't really straight. You know what I mean?
You did.
I knew I wasn't straight. I hated the fact that the idea that I was fully gay. Like, for some odd reason, bisexual was okay to me.
Yeah.
And then so, but I was always afraid. I was like, the last thing I need to be is bisexual and have a child. I don't know. You know, I don't want to do. So I was really afraid of having actual sex with women.
Yeah. These poor women.
Right.
They never got a taste.
They never had the opportunity to experience the Roy.
I remember when I was 15, like, I think I was a sophomore in high school, and I thought for sure, like, I was old enough. And then, like, one friend after another, we all started doing it and then talking about it, you know?
But
and it wasn't peer
know,
pressure. It was just...
How would you know...
What to do?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. And I she guided me a lot, bless her heart.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was... And now, like, I know someone who's 15, my friend's kid's 15, and I'm like, geez, like, you know, you see him walking around, and he doesn't know anything.
Right.
And that was me, but I thought I knew everything, so.
I mean, when I was 15, I think I still had dial-up, so it's not like I could hop on the internet and figure out what to do there.
Right. I mean, I rode my moped.
What does that have to do
where?
With doing
I know,
anything?
I was like, where I mean, did you ride your moped?
To her house.
Oh, okay.
Is that a new move?
I mean, I'm
move?
Just saying, like, I didn't even have a car.
Is that a cool
is
move
that code
at 15?
How about this, though,
yeah,
as a general
rule?
How about this as a general rule? You shouldn't move furniture until you can drive a car.
Yeah, there's probably something to that.
I mean,
you don't want to have sex and then have your mom pick you up after.
Because you can't drive. You're not old enough. Yeah. You don't want to have sex and then go back to the rest of your birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the number only counts for full-on thing.
Furniture moving, yep.
And, all right, we'll play the number.
I have an idea of mine.
I'm a little disappointed now in that. I fooled around way more than full-on.
That's fine. You can state that tomorrow on the radio show.
No. I don't want to seem like I was slutting it up, fooling around everywhere.
See, I have an excuse. I'm older. I didn't get married till I was 37.
So you got married when you were 37?
I got married when I was 37.
Oh,
had my first child at, how old am I now? I had my first child at 38. We got married and had Dean within a year.
Sterling offered to marry me. I'll do this on the Rat Party podcast.
Oh, Sterling, yeah.
Offered to marry me.
And you wanted
night.
To stop the podcast early because you, quote, had nothing left to talk about.
Well, unless you guide me there. I mean, I wasn't thinking about talking about this. But yeah, he offered. He offered. He didn't propose. He offered marriage.
What did he say?
I was complaining about our health care because I'm trying to get on this medication for my psoriasis and the healthcare rejected me, and we had to fill out all this paperwork to get the insurance to accept the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because surprisingly, the insurance companies can tell the doctors they think they're wrong, which blows my mind.
That is nonsense.
That is blows
I
my
know.
Mind. Like, if a doctor says you need this, you would think the insurance would have to comply, but that's not the case.
We have to pay for it, so no, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Don't they have to recommend another something
you have
similar,
to, like,
though?
There's a criteria of options and treatments that you have to exhaust. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him about the struggle with this medication I'm trying to get on for my psoriasis, and he's like, you just want to go get married and you can hop on my insurance?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Looks so romantic.
You're like, thanks for the logistic.
Yeah, thanks for the offer, not
offer.
A proposal, an offer, the business transaction of marriage. He goes, yeah, we can just go to the courthouse and knock it out and then put you on my insurance.
Do you, Roy, agree to be under Sterling's insurance plan for the next foreseeable future?
I mean, that's pretty much what it'd be. It wouldn't be for love.
And do you, Sterling, and Aetna?
Yeah. I don't understand, though, why you couldn't just be on his insurance, because before Dallas and I were married, I was on his insurance as a domestic partner.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I'm sure Procter & Gamble has that.
Maybe. But, you know, then again, a lot of people still discriminate against, you know, there's no protections, federal protections for the LGBT community when it comes to buying a house. As far as, like, the loan process, the federal loan process. So, like, you can be like, they'd be like, no, you're gay. I don't want to give you money. You know, that's a real thing. So I don't know how insurance companies would work. But so I kindly told him no to marriage last night. And I said, that's not how we will get married.
Right. It's going to be much fancier than that.
Yeah, more thought. And I don't know if I'm ready for that anyway.
We know. We've been down this road.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't tell him that. Hope he doesn't listen to this.
Maybe we should wrap up.
Oh, you'll know if he does.
Yeah. He goes, oh, so you're not ready for marriage? Well.
If you're in the Charlotte area and you enjoy the Rap Party podcast, do what so many others have done, and that is join us tomorrow for the Rap Party podcast live. So the podcast won't be up tomorrow after 10. It won't be up until tomorrow after 5 because we're going to Queen Park Social here on Yancey.
Yes, and we're going to have a good time, have drinks.
Yep. And we do the podcast live.
If you think we reveal a lot during this, wait till we get a little liquored up.
And we'll get a few cocktails in us. Yeah. It's like a 20-minute podcast, and we go, oh, what else should we talk about? But anyway, no, listen, come out to Queen Park Social if you're a fan of the Rap Party podcast and you live in the Charlotte area. We'd love to meet you, love to see you. Heck, we might even buy you a cocktail.
Yeah, first round on me, huh?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.